Good morning. It's good to be here with y'all. I was not planning on having some of my family here for church when I told Marv I would switch with him, but here we are. When I turned 30 years old, my dad called me to tell me happy birthday. I told him that now that I'm 30, I'm going to consider myself fully mature. You know, I wasn't thinking, I just said it. It came to my head and it came on out before I really thought about it. But my dad won't let it go. Like, he keeps chewing on it. Every time I do something that looks kind of childish, you know, he makes sure to remind me of the fact that I'm supposed to be fully mature. You know, sometimes in Scripture, you read a verse and it says one thing, and then you go somewhere else and you read another verse and it says something that seemingly is directly opposite to what you just read, right? And it's like, what is this? Anyway, so I want to look at one of those situations this morning. Jesus said that if you want to inherit the kingdom of God, we must become like little children. Except you be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. So, if that's the case, why am I bragging to my dad about being fully mature at 30 years old? Like, it doesn't quite make sense, right? But in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it talks about putting away childish things and becoming a man. So, you know, both of these passages are in the inspired Word of God. So what do we do with the dichotomy there that's going on? I'm going to go ahead and read a few verses in Matthew chapter 18, the first five verses. Is it working? Oh, got it. Matthew chapter 18, starting in verse 1. At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted, and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one of such little child in my name, receiveth me. And now I'll go over and read the verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 that kind of gives a different perspective on this whole childish thing. First Corinthians 13, verse 11. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. So there's two words there to pay attention to. 1 Corinthians 13 says that when I became a man, I put away childish things. And Jesus says that we should become like children if we want to inherit the kingdom of God. Anyway, so as parents, we spend a significant amount of time trying to teach our kids to be adults. We want them to grow up and stop being children, right? Like, you don't want your 15-year-old to be acting like a 3-year-old. Like, we've all seen the 2- and 3-year-old that throws a fit in church and hollers and screams and flails his arms and legs around. And, you know, if an adult would do that, it would just really be awkward. Like, everybody would get uncomfortable and we'd look around and hope somebody steps up and tries to deal with the situation. So why do we want our kids to grow up and stop being children when we're doing this if Jesus said we should become like little children? Would we not be doing them a favor by just letting them stay little children instead of having them grow up and reach that fully mature stage and then trying to figure out how to become like little children again? So what's Jesus saying here? Does he really want us to be a bunch of kids running around trying to have church? Maybe we should just tear down the church house and put up a big playground. Or maybe it means we should be a bunch of little kids bouncing around, making a wreck out of things, and giving God plenty of opportunities for redemptive work. Jesus was an excellent teacher, and he always meant what he said. Sometimes he spoke in parables, and sometimes he spoke in parables, and it wasn't always easy to discern what the meaning was, but what he intended to communicate was always certain, and it was specific, and he always meant exactly what he said. So, in our verse this morning, when Jesus said, "Except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven," I think Jesus meant just that. He meant exactly what he said. So what we need to do is figure out what does this look like for us as adults to become like little children? What does it mean for me to become like a child so that I can enter the kingdom of heaven? So the two words from the two different passages we read is childish and childlike. Two very different words. Childish means of, like, or appropriate to a child. I think we would all agree that it's more appropriate for a two-year-old to throw a fall-down, kicking-legs, screaming fit in church than it is for a 30-year-old. And if you don't believe me, we could ask for a volunteer to demonstrate. But probably won't do that. I don't think I would get a volunteer. So the other word is childlike. Childlike means having good qualities associated with a child. So there's a very stark difference between these two words. A childish adult is one of the most annoying things that we can experience as adults. But an adult with childlike qualities can be a very refreshing experience. And you can all probably think of different instances where you've experienced both of those. So I was thinking about this, you know, what are the childish qualities and what are the childlike qualities? And so I just sat down and kind of made a list, and I was reading some, see what other people have to say about the subject. And this list is what I was going to have up on the overhead, but I don't know, I got something goofed up somewhere. I think the Zoom or something might be right. But anyways, so I have a list of words and things that would be considered childish qualities, and another one that would be childlike qualities. And after I was looking at the list, I noticed that they're all kind of like everything in my childish qualities list kind of seemed to be coming from the same place. And my other list, I saw the same thing. So I put a couple of terms for each list, and they're probably not the best term, but it seemed to fit the most with where I was trying to, what I was seeing in these lists. So in the childish qualities, I'll go ahead and read them in a little bit, but they seem to all be kind of connected to emotional immaturity. Like, you know, a child is not mature emotionally at all. And that can often be one of the things that matures last, but emotional immaturity is kind of a big deal, and an adult that is not mature emotionally is really difficult to relate to. And then the childlike qualities, the positive list there, words that came to mind was an untarnished perspective on life. And that's seemed to be maybe something that all of the items that I have in that list have in common. It's an untarnished perspective on life. It's refreshing, and it's a non-judgmental way of looking at life. So, childish qualities. This is kind of the negative side here that 1 Corinthians says, I put all this away. I grew up. I put away childish things. Emotional escalations, blaming, lies, name-calling, impulsiveness, needs attention, bullying, narcissism, takes no responsibility for actions, cannot see themselves, cannot plan ahead, have a difficult time learning from mistakes, selfishness, And, you know, looking down over that whole list, we see all of this in kids on a regular basis. It's kind of normal for kids to be this way. And I think it's our responsibility as parents to, you know, help our child grow up and learn how to control their emotions and mature and become adults. So what are some of the positives here? What are the childlike qualities that Jesus says we should keep? You know, Jesus did not give us this list, but I think there's probably some of these on the list that Jesus was referring to when he said we should become like little children. Little kids, they're always exploring and they're curious. They're always learning. They're asking questions. They have an imagination that never quits. Kids accept others. Kids are innocent. They have a perspective of innocence on life when they look at situations and at people. Kids are generous givers. They can be really selfish, but they're also generous in giving. Contentment. They express love for others. They get up after they fall. They believe in people. They're happy. They're unfiltered. They see life through an unfiltered lens. They believe the best in people. They don't hold grudges. Your kids can be at each other's throat. They can be angry. They can be shouting. They can be doing all of this negative stuff that we just looked at in the first list. But then they can just as quickly forgive and move on, and they're playing together and having the greatest of time. So let's look at a few of these. I'll just pick a few out from both of these lists. You know, emotional escalations, and that can be positive or negative, but you know, children don't stop and think before they throw a fit, or sometimes before they say something sweet. They'll just pop off with whatever's in their head. And they tend to let everything come right on out, whether it's positive or negative. And, you know, that works for children. But it sometimes is a good thing for adults, but not always. You know, we're all in situations sometimes where it's in our own best interest to think before we speak, right? Blaming, you know, children, at least my kids, you know, it's my older ones are learning a little bit, but you know, they always blame other people and other situations. They don't ever do anything wrong. Like Nicholas is a perfect little kid. He never does anything wrong. It's always another kid somewhere that caused the issue. And it doesn't matter what he did. There was always like a logical reason, and he was justified in his actions. This one was a big one for me. They can't see themselves. Kids don't have the ability to see themselves as others see them, and it blinds them to the reality of how they affect the world around them. When we interact with each other, when we interact with our family, you know, we affect the situation. And it helps to judge our own actions when we can kind of have an outside view of ourselves. If I can see myself the way that you guys see me, you know, in a tense situation, that can help me, you know, get my bearings and reorient myself. So, you know, the two-year-old that's screaming and throwing a fit in church, you know, if he would know what he looks like, that might give him the motivation to stop throwing a fit and just be angry quietly like adults are. Kids don't plan ahead. They live in the moment. You know, if they have candy, they want to eat the candy now. Some kids, when they're older, they like to save the candy because they are smart enough to know it'll be a long time before they get more. But, you know, 2 or 3 year old isn't going to think that far. You know, my kids, if they have an allotment of movie time, they want to take it all right now. They don't want to spread it out over a week. They want to sit down and watch their movies now. Most kids, if they have an option of tomorrow versus today, they'll choose today every time. And, you know, looking at the childish versus childlike qualities, you know, you see there's most of the childlike qualities are actually like the positive side of the negative stuff coming out. So kids are selfish, like they always look out for number one, myself. But it's generally when, you know, emotions escalate and it becomes about self-preservation. When the child is in a healthy place, he's happy, he's enjoying his friends, they can be very generous. But if there's unhealthy stuff going on, selfishness comes through every time. And kids are curious. You know, children are constantly learning. Everything is new and shiny. There's possibility in everything. The questions never end, and they can absorb information like it's insane. And the imagination that they have, like if you watch a three-year-old play with a stick, that stick can be all kinds of things. The Lloyds were over at our house earlier this week, and Nicholas and Sherilyn were playing with crayons, like, all afternoon, and these crayons were people. And these people were having conversations, and I don't know what all they were doing, but they spent hours playing with these crayons, and they had this whole community going on, and it had them completely busy for a long time. Kids are generous when they're in a healthy place. When a child is secure and cared for and not stressed out, they don't mind sharing at all. Kids express love. When I was thinking about how easily children love, I like when Lloyd's come over, and then I like when they leave. And the part that I like about them leaving is Michaela comes around and has these big hugs for everybody. It doesn't matter if I was unkind to her and teased her and made her cry, or if I made her happy. Like, when it's time to leave, she wants to come give Uncle Mike a hug. Kids do really good at this one. They get up when they fall. The average toddler falls 38 times per day. That's a lot of falling. Obviously, they don't have as far to fall as we do. But how often do we get up when we fall? I mean, we're falling all the time, even as adults. It's just a little different. And sometimes it hurts pretty bad when we fall. But, you know, kids, they hop right back up and they keep going. And another childlike quality is the unfiltered perspective on the world. The child sees the world through a clear lens. I think as we grow up and as we mature and as we experience life, as we experience pain and hurt, and we experience good things, that starts shaping your perspective on life, and it starts shaping how you see life. And, you know, a 2 or 3 year old probably has the most unfiltered perspective on life that you'll ever see. And they can see reality for what it is without having their preconceived ideas and judgments clouding it all. And so that one was a challenge for me. Because, you know, when I'm faced with a situation, any situation, I'm right away going through the files in the back of my head trying to find a box to stick this in and figure out how I should look at this. Well, what if I would look at the situation for just what it is, and only this situation, and assess it from that perspective? What would it change? How would that affect my perceptions of different situations? So we have some biblical examples that we can look at of adults that exhibited childish qualities and others that exhibited the childlike qualities that we should all want. The first one I had to think of was Saul. Saul was very angry when David received his blessing, and God's blessing was on David and not on Saul. And you go read the story of Saul, some of the stuff that he did was just completely childish. And, you know, Saul became a bully and allowed his emotions to control him. And in that same scenario, what did David do with that? I think David exhibited the childlike qualities that Jesus wants us to exhibit. David chose to accept Saul like he was. David's life was in danger, But Saul was in a position of honor, and David refused to dishonor that position, regardless of Saul's emotional instability. David was able to make the choice to give Saul, the as a person, the honor and the respect of the position that Saul was filling. And James and John in the New Testament, the two disciples, they came to Jesus one day and they wanted Jesus to promise that they could have seats of honor in heaven. You know, they wanted attention and they wanted to be guaranteed prestige and the best place. They wanted the best of the best. And, you know, we know the story. Jesus informed them of the foolishness of their request. Another story in the Old Testament, Naaman's servant girl. You know, Naaman had leprosy, and this little girl was taken away from her family and was serving as a slave in Naaman's household. But she obviously didn't hold a grudge against Naaman. She knew a man that could heal Naaman of his leprosy, and she willingly told Naaman about this man. And if you read the story of the Israelites had a very hard time learning from their past mistakes. They kept making the same bad choices over and over and over and over, like through the whole Old Testament. They keep making the same mistakes, and you know, we look back and we read it and we're like, come on, people, like you could have saved yourself so much stress and headache if you would have just learned from your past. As adults, I think we should be willing to learn from our past mistakes. And if we see ourselves making the same mistakes, we should try to find some help and stop that cycle. So, in summary, what are we saying? Do an inventory in your life. Just take a minute to reflect over, you know, the last 3 months and look at your interactions with people. Look at the reality of who you are and how you look at life. Do you see these childish qualities in your life, or do you see childlike qualities in your life? And I think Jesus wanted us to live our lives with an untarnished God perspective on the world. And we're not ever going to achieve the perfect perspective on life. But I think as we allow Christ to change our hearts and purify our hearts, I think that we can look at the world like God looks at the world. We can look at people like God looks at people if we're willing to slow down and take a step back and control our emotions and control our responses and you know what? We don't want to turn ourselves into robots where we're just, you know, like the Pharisees, are always doing the right things, but our hearts are dirty and our hearts are black. So we want to have Jesus purify our hearts and change our hearts so that we can interact with the world, with our community, with our church, with our family, with pure hearts and with honest hearts, and while having that that God perspective. And as a parent with kids, what I want to do is help my children mature emotionally and as they grow up to move away from these childish things but still keep those childlike qualities that Jesus saw value in. And that Jesus wants all of us to experience and be like. So let's ask God for emotions that are mature and a perspective that is childlike.